B. New ideas from the old world. Recession in the U.S. has left industrial cities such as Detroit and Cleveland in decline, resulting in shrinking populations and fewer tax dollars. Civic leaders are turning to Europe for solutions. When it comes to dealing with urban decay, the Europeans have had a head start. During the 1980s and 90s, cities like Leipzig in Germany and Manchester in England experienced serious declines in industry. This led to high unemployment and an exodus of inhabitants. These cities have since been revitalized. In former industrial districts, factories and brick warehouses have been reborn as trendy shops and condominiums. Civic leaders from several U.S. cities are collaborating in a 3-year program to combat urban decline. This program involves identifying and adapting successful strategies used by European cities. Skeptics, however, doubt whether these tactics will be equally effective in America. European citizens, they say, are more willing to support local government projects. Additionally, Europe's urban projects tend to be integrated. Education, recreation, transit, and housing are all planned together. In the U.S., planning in each area is usually carried out independently by separate agencies. Poor coordination between these agencies could severely affect the outcome of attempts to revitalize U.S. cities.
Questions. Number 13. Why are American civic leaders studying some European cities? Number 14. Why do skeptics think European-style revitalization may not work in the U.S.?